Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Prague Watch. Tonight, you join us in the far meadow, where the atmosphere is very peaceful and tranquil. Various fish are swimming lazily. And in the distance, formal horses are quietly grazing. Suddenly, the peace is shattered by the arrival of a stampeding herd of Gabriels. And what seems to be a rather oversized tiger moth.
Hello, you fellows! It's Pete Jones from Tiger Moth Tales here. You're listening to Prog Watch with Anthony Rosick. Chocks away!
We'll be right back.
Some covered their own lay. And I'd like to say a hearty hello to all my friends out there in Prague land. This is your old pal, Big Tony, the Prague Squatch. And I am coming at you one more time for another episode of Prague Watch. And that lead off track was from IQ. The name of the song was Constellations. It's from The Road of Bones, the late 2014 release from Peter Nichols, Mike Holmes, and the boys. What can I say? I like IQ. And if you haven't got this one yet, what are you waiting for? Next up, I've got a song called Nothing Lasts Forever by Unitopia from their album Artificial, released in 2010. And I guess this title was a little prophetic since we recently learned that Unitopia is no more. But I've been listening to them again, and I really like what they were doing. So here we go. This is Nothing Lasts Forever from Unitopia.
Come together.
Just to reiterate, that was Nothing Lasts Forever by Unitopia from their album Artificial, released in 2010. As I said, these guys are no more, but a new band has emerged led by Keyman, and that's literally and figuratively because he is the keyboard player, Sean Timms. The name of that band is Southern Empire, and I played some of them last week. If that album is indicative of things to come, we should continue to get some great prog from down under. Here's a bit of an older one from a great prog band that featured prog's man of the hour, Steven Wilson. Of course, I'm talking about Porcupine Tree. The name of this one is Slave Called Shiver, and it comes from the Stupid Dream album in 1999.
I need you more.
just to back check, that was Slave Called Shiver from Porcupine Tree from their Stupid Dream album in 1999. And there's so much great new music being made that listening for a guy like me is kind of like a full-time job. But every once in a while, I do get to go back and listen to some older stuff. And every once in a while, one just grabs my ear and says, play me. And I do. Well, the songs don't literally speak to me. Not yet, anyway.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Next up, I've got a song that's brand new from a fellow who's a host of a pretty wacky show on one of my networks, Progzilla.com. It's Francis Dunnery, and this is the title track from his latest album, Vampires, which was just released.
We'll be right back.
Once again, that was Francis Dunnery with Vampires, the title track of his latest album. That's kind of funny, Vampires. He used to be in the band It Bites. Anyone else see any humor in that? Or am I just being stupid?
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
Prog Watch on Voyage 35 Radio.
Anyway, moving along. I'm going to do something that we've done on a regular basis here lately. Most weeks we end up doing it, unless I happen to have a feature by a band and I can't fit it in. But anyway, it's the Prog Radar, weekly recommendation and bite-size review, in conjunction with my friend Martin Hutchinson, who operates progradar.org and the Prog Radar Facebook page. Anyway, this week, Martin suggests a song by N.Y.X. Nix, I guess. I don't know. This is a band that I did play a song from a few weeks ago, but the track Martin selected is from their album The News, and the name of the song is Groundhog Day. Wakening, dressing, starting up. Once again, the name of that song was Groundhog Day. And then in parentheses, it's Wakening, Dressing, Starting Up. It's by the band NYX from their album The News. And here's Martin's bite-sized review. From the first note, it was apparent that there is nothing quite like the highly original sound that Danilo and Walter create. NYX is at the forefront of avant-garde, experimental progressive rock. Through a combination of traditional power trio instrumentation and an experimental yet incisive electronic edge, this powerful concept piece draws us into a mind in crisis, straddling the fine line between lucidity and delirium. Distortion and chaos abound, yet The News never loses its strong conceptual backbone, a skillful blend of grounded, seemingly stable reality, and a growing spiral of solipsism that threatens to engulf our protagonist. That was Martin's bite-sized review, and I might have to ask him to start using smaller words. Man, there was some pretty cool vocabulary in that one, huh? Anyway, if you haven't checked it out yet, Prog Radar, the Facebook page, and progradar.org, the website, both have lots of reviews of new albums. And like I said, most of the time I pretty much agree with Martin. He and I seem to have very much the same taste. So if you like the stuff that you're hearing on this show, you're probably going to like a lot of what Martin has to recommend. Once again, that was the Prog Radar weekly recommendation and bite-sized review. And next, I've got a song from a UK band that was the second band I ever featured back when Prog Watch was in its infancy. I'm talking about Haken. I featured some of their stuff along the way, and they recently put out a new album called Affinity. From that album, I'd like to play a song called Initiate. And this, again, is from Haken, their Affinity album, just released this year.
Yeah.
Again, that was Initiate from the album Affinity by Haken, which was just released maybe a week or two ago. And this latest album is a nice blend of light and heavy, guitar and keyboards and electronics, and as always, the great vocals of Ross Jennings. Check it out if you've liked their previous work. I don't think you will be disappointed. And coming up, I've got a band that I've been listening to for a long time, but I've never played on this show. They're a groovy little band from Texas that is not ZZ Top, but rather an outfit called King's X. My buddy Ross got me into them many, many years ago, and I can't believe that this next song I'm going to play is from 1992, While the Time Does Fly. Anyway, here's Not Just for the Dead by King's X from their album of the same name in 1992.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Not Just for the Dead by King's X from their self-titled 1992 release. The band features Ty Tabor, Doug Pinnick, and Jerry Gaskill, and they've been pretty stable. I think that's been pretty much the lineup all along, which is kind of rare these days in the world of bands and music. But again, they hail from the great state of Texas in the good old U.S. of A.
Voyage 35 Prague Radio.
And here's a song from an album that's just been blowing me away lately. The music is so good, and Peter Jones's voice is such an expressive instrument in its own right. I'm talking about the new Red Bazaar release featuring Peter Jones of Tiger Moth Tales on vocals. The name of the song I'm going to play here is Sunset for a New World, and it's from Tales from the Bookcase, which was just released by Red Bazaar. Once again, that was my mate, Peter Jones of Tiger Moth Tales, whom I had on a special feature a few weeks ago. We chatted about a lot of different stuff and played a lot of stuff from Peter. So if you didn't hear that one, go back and look it up. You can find it on progwatch.com, of course. But anyway, this was from his latest collaboration with the band Red Bazaar. Again, the song was called Sunset for a New World. And the name of the album by Red Bazaar is Tales from the Bookcase. So go find it and buy it. It's really good stuff. Next, I'm going to play a song by Ian Anderson. And I know there's a lot of people on prog sites that seem to write off Ian's later works. Of course, I'm a big fan of Martin Barr and the band Jethro Tull. And like many, I was a little disappointed to hear that Ian would probably not be getting the band back together again. And yeah, his voice is not quite what it used to be. But I think he still writes some really unique-sounding tunes with great insights into the human condition. This one is from his latest solo album proper, entitled Homo Erraticus, which was released in 2014, and the name of the song, Cold Dead Reckoning.
Spits out not a morsel thing, and navigates this desert by a cold and reckoning. Does anybody have the chance of coordinates or maps? A hint of a direction to a point further mismaps. A throw of a toss of coin besides what Mrs. Luck might bring. As we navigate this desert by a cold and reckoning. Turmoil, tempest, false tsunami, haven't we heard it all before? Away the beast and shine the face, this party is an open door. Honor, welcome, honor, joy, the penitence, and appease the king. While we navigate this desert by a cold and reckoning. We placed our trust in self-doubting leaders who have led. Led us through the dark to slip amongst the ranks and files of walking dead. Send to us a guiding symbol, tiny bird upon the wing. As we navigate this desert by a cold and reckoning. Mighty force redeem the one. one who dropped the moral compass, failed to fulfill the dream. Will testimony tarnish, and will sticky reputation cling? As we navigate this desert by a cold dead reckoning, cheer up, Charlie, brave a smile, lift your chin and walk the walk. See angels watching over all, the snake, the dove, the serpent hawk. There must be another Eden, future garden of earthly delight. Next time no fruit in birthday suit, walk naked through the heavenly night. As we navigate this desert of love, cold dead reckoning.
Once again, that was Cold Dead Reckoning by Ian Anderson from his solo album Homo Erraticus in 2014. And no matter what anyone says these days, I'm a lifelong fan of Ian Anderson, and I'll continue to appreciate what he does. In my opinion, he's one of the most unique progressive artists ever. He crafted a sound that has never been and probably never will be replicated or paralleled. And he's arguably the best frontman ever in the genre known as progressive rock. And finally, I've got one from the latest album by the Mighty Flower Kings, my favorite Swedish prog band. I've said before that Roine Stolt just seems to pour out giant quantities of fantastic progressive rock, and that a single disc of Flower Kings probably has more music on it than any 100 albums by the latest Flavor of the Month band, Assembly Line artists who top the charts these days. See if you think I'm right. Here's a relatively short one by Flower King standards that's only 13 minutes and 37 seconds long. Anyway, from the latest album by the Flower Kings, which was entitled Desolation Rose, released in 2013, the name of this song is Tower One.
She'll walk me slowly through burning spear. She'll be my shelter, no sign of. Slowly through halls of light, she'll be my shelter, she'll be my eye. She'll walk me slowly. Longer.
in his point-blank industrial scream. Broken promise and shielded towers, broken wingspan, disturbing dreams. Down the old now familiar walkways, angels play dust has lost its sheen. From frameless towers and rising steam, a major impact will turn us over to molten nightmare from dreams to
we all share.
Once again, that epic was Tower One by the Flower Kings from their latest album, Desolation Rose, which was released in 2013. And if you haven't heard the buzz, Roine Stolt has collaborated on an album with none other than John Anderson of Yes fame. I personally can't wait to hear that one. And I'm sure that once I get my hairy squatch hands on that one, you'll be hearing it soon afterward. That's about all I have time for this week. Next week, I think I'm going to do another feature show with a special guest artist. And I'll give you a hint. He's from The Rocket Scientists, and he's not Mark McCright or Don Schiff. So you might infer who that might be. But anyway, we're going to play some of his solo music and some of the Rocket Scientists' work, and probably even throw in one from him and his wife, Lana Lane. That's another clue for you. So see if you can guess who we're going to have on next week. It's someone I was really excited to talk to. We had a nice conversation, so look for that coming up. And if you haven't yet, why not like the Prog Watch Facebook page, Prog-Watch, or follow me at Prog Squatch, and that's all one word, Progsquatch, on Twitter. On Twitter, I like to put out something I call the Today's Classic. I even made up my own hashtag. It's hashtag Today's Classic. And I like to put up an album that's prog or prog related that has something to do for that particular date. It was released that day, or maybe an artist in the band was born that day, and I say happy birthday to that artist. So every once in a while, you know, I've got a little core of people who kind of follow along with it and comment and post pictures of when they had that album signed by someone in the band. And it's just a little fun thing I do. If that sounds like fun, follow me at Prog Squatch on Twitter. And as always, if you like the show, you can find lots of back episodes on the website. It's still under construction, and I'm currently looking at making a few improvements. I have to get together with my buddy Dan Foytick, who does Ninth Story Podcast and The Lift, and he's kind of a web guru. And I forgot to mention that he also does The Wicked Library. He's the host of The Wicked Library now, which is a podcast that was started by my friend and bandmate in my project Novus, Nelson W. Piles, who is an author, and he's our singer and lyricist in Novus. And if you're into horror, you should check out some of this stuff. You know, The Wicked Library, or, you know, anything from Dan Foytick, Foytik. He's got a handful of shows, and he's really into this stuff. So if you like horror, you'll like that. But anyway, I've blabbed on enough here.
Blah, 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 blah.
So I will leave you with Prog On, brothers and sisters.